Well, one of Queensland's oldest and most respected family-owned farms, Eureka Stud, is poised for what will be a very busy breeding season, with a four-strong stallion roster headed by a popular new recruit, Defcon. Scott McAlpine from Eureka Stud joins us on the program. Hi, Scott.
Morning, Joe.
You've had a busy time showcasing Defcon at the recent Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale. That was a clever idea.
We certainly have. I mean, it's been very exciting down there. A lot of interest in the horse. We showed him most days we were down there and got very good reports. And ones and all looked at him. Very pleased with the quality of animal that he is. You know, and I'm very ecstatic about having the horse there, as a matter of fact. It's a beautiful, big, strong, fast-looking, sprinting stadium. That's what we want for Queensland.
Yeah, he's a son of Schwarzy, himself a proven sire, and very much stamped by Dad.
Definitely. He does look, he's a chip off the old block, you might say. Got his physique completely, I think, and great mind quarter on him, great shoulder, plenty of strength, and look, he's 16 and a half hands tall, so he's a good-sized horse with plenty of power to burn, I think.
He was trained by the Snowdens and retires having been lightly raced. And for our Victorian listeners, one of his best wins was, in fact, in this state, in the McNeil Stakes at Group 3.
Yeah, look, he won the McNeil. I mean, he won that convincingly as well. Peter Snowden's got a very high opinion of that horse, and we were fortunate to have him there on Sunday when we paraded him at Magic Millions. And about a nice crowd there watching on and listening. And Peter had some very positive words for him. He won the first trial, two-year-old trial in the fastest time of the morning, and then, of course, went on and ran second in the Silver Slipper. So he had a big opinion of him. Then, of course, went across to the Black Oval and then came from last to the Black Oval to go home and swamp them over the top. So the horse has tremendous speed. So I think that'll be a big advantage to what we're looking for for Queensland racing and two-year-old racing across the board. So, and we'll market those horses across Australia, such as we have the Spirit of Boom this season, and we've got a plan that we'll run by it, and hopefully the animals will be supermarket taking it to.
Yeah, Spirit of Boom, standing at Eureka Stud, of course, for a fee of $11,000. He's your most expensive stallion and the best son of outstanding Queensland sire, Sequalo. And he's been in pretty high demand since retiring to stud in 2014. So far, having covered over 400 mares in his first three seasons. And also yearlings selling pretty well at the sales, the highest priced at $210,000 at the Magic Millions earlier this year.
Yeah, I mean, this horse has been very well received, Joe, across Australia and New Zealand. We took a couple of colts over to New Zealand and they've been very well received. The horse, you know, like we bred the horse and we raced the horse in partnership with some nice friends and we had a bit of luck with him. And then went to stud and winning the 10,000 after we'd already mentioned we were going to go to stud with him. So we had that two group one wins in his final year of racing. But I mean, he is just a powerhouse as well, a good two-year-old horse, strong stock like himself, very powerful behind, great shoulder and rein on them. Again, I think we've been well rewarded for the quality of animal he's producing where we've taken him and sold, you know. And to get those amount of mares for that horse in three seasons, especially in Queensland, I mean, we're very delighted. It gives us a great base to go into the two-year-old season coming up with those horses. And hopefully he can make his mark in Australian racing because we've spread him across Australia as well, you know.
You're looking forward to seeing his two-year-olds unveiled on the racetrack. What's the general opinion of them around the traps?
Oh, look, I haven't heard any negatives on them. They all go that they're very sensible horses, using their intelligence. They're good, strong horses, think about what they're doing. And, I mean, I suppose that's half the battle for where they are up at the moment. Once they start to put the pressure on them, I think that'll be the tail that will get them across the line. But they're developing into lovely horses, very similar to him in physique, you know. So, and the more people look at him and the more reports I get, the more excited I become. So let's hope it all comes off.
And one of his most notable qualities, from my experience being around him, not only was his great ability on the racetrack, but he had a terrific temperament, Scott.
Yeah, he always has, Joe. I mean, from the word go, he's so temple of whom, his older brother, He had a lovely temperament, and he had to be gelded. Spirit of Boom had the same temperament, and we were fortunate enough to be able to keep him a cult. And again, he never really gave Tony Dolan any problems at all. I mean, travelled across Australia, across to Perth, down to Melbourne, down to Sydney, and it was just part of his travelling. He travelled very well, and he settled in wherever he went, and that's, I think, the attribute that he's going to have. And if he passes that on to his stock, I think we're in a good position with him.
Has Tony Gollan got any of his two-year-olds in his stable?
He has. I would say he'll have the most two-year-olds by Spirit of Boom than any trainer. I think he's got something like about 8 or 10. And more than likely to get a couple more. I'll have a couple of fillies, and I suspect we'll send one or two back to him. So hopefully he can get the result for Moses, and such as he did with Spirit himself.
Yeah, no doubt he will, Scott. All the signs are there, aren't they? You've also got Real Saga on your roster. Tell us how he's going.
Real Saga, he came up from Glen Logan. Glen Logan has changed their business plan. We were approached by Glen Logan to see whether we'd keep him in, take him on and take him to Queensland for the shareholders of Real Saga. He's a lovely big horse, and of course a bit of affiliation with Eureka, because we bred Windy Tate, his mother. So that was fairly a little bit more, probably ten of metal came into it. Whether you should put that into your business plan, I'm not sure, but let's hope it comes off. Look, he'll be well enough received for Queensland. I mean, he's produced a magic million winner. I mean, he's got over $10 million in stakes money against his horses. You know, a good few runners, and running a good amount of winners. You know, he's running at about 58% runners to winners. So that's hard to do across the board anyway. Good, strong horses they are, and I think that's going to be half the battle. We've got horses that can gallop out of him, buy him, and good, strong horses. And I'm quite happy to have him there and run him, and let's see what we can do. Queensland Racing needs that horse to start in Queensland to produce those animals that are going to win you those 9 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, go on to be better, 4-year-old horses.
And you've also got Group 1 winning miler by Red Ransom, Red Dazzler, on your roster at Eureka, and he looks a great value stallion, a fee of just $4,400.
Yeah, so I mean, he's been with me since 2007, and he's got, you know, we went into the first season when EI hit us, so we lost mares and weren't able to be served by him because of the EI crisis. Well received, covered 107 mares, and he's not syndicated. It's only owned by the Singaporean gentleman from Melbourne too, who owned the horse originally in racing, Nick Price in Melbourne, and then ourselves, aren't we? So we've had to fill the mares for him. But I mean, today, yeah, you know, with Pinto winning the Group 1 Oaks, so that was pretty exciting. And then going on, second the Villiers, $1 million, won the Magic Millions Stayers Cup twice. Rudy, who won last week in Brisbane, in Brisbane last week. He looks like a bit of a chance to maybe take him over the $1 million mark, hopefully. Pardo is a Red Dazzler colt, 2-year-old we have in our racing partnership with Melbourne. He's won, and hopefully he'll go on to bigger and better things. He's a listed winner, let's hope he can go on to bigger and better things as well. So, and he runs at about 64% runners to winners. And at recent times is only covering small books of mares, but again, so it doesn't change. He can still produce winners no matter how many mares he covers.
Oh, it's all sounding good. Things are very positive at Eureka at the moment. You must be looking forward to the upcoming breeding season.
Look, that's our business, Joe. I mean, you've got to stay in it. I mean, we're a family business for many years, and I'm third generation. The wife and I have 3 sons, and they're interested in business, so we're keen to keep the dynasty going. We've been there for literally in the business with my grandfather over 100 years, so hard to do that. Hard to keep a family business going into one industry and for 100 years plus and still making a mark for it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, good to talk to you, Scott, and catch up on all the latest news, and let's hope DEFCON can make a sire for you.
Thanks, Joe. We're trying hard, I can assure you of that. You'll get it every opportunity at Eureka.
And that's all we can do in life. Try our best. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Joe. Good work.
Scott. Mikhail Pioneer from Eureka Stud with DEFCON joining their roster this spring.